Well, Damien, it seems an age since you last played your last league game. It's been a long wait to get back into championship action, and you're going straight into a battle with Monaghan, a repeat of last year's final.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a long wait since the last league game against Cork in O'Donnell Park. We had a bit of a week off then, and then straight back at it then, getting preparations for championship, you know. So having missed out in the league final probably made that wait a wee bit longer, but we'd be happy with how everything's gone over the last number of weeks. So
given I suppose the spotlight has been very much on the men's game between the under 17s, the under 20s and the seniors, you've come in under the radar as well, so you got to prepare nice and quietly away from the limelight and away from the flashlights.
Aye, exactly. No, it's no harm. Maybe sometimes, you know, it's a good sign of things in the county at the moment. You know, all the teams were doing well. Under 20s were very unlucky last week, you know, and then you have the senior men and the hurlers doing so well. So hopefully we can continue that now going into this
and
weekend.
How has preparations gone in terms of, have you played any games or any challenge games or warm-up games?
Aye, we would have played two challenge games, you know, and plenty of in-house games and we've a good big squad there at the moment, so we can get plenty of in-house games as well, and that, so it obviously helps. And when so many places are up for grabs and that, and everybody's fighting for those spots, you know, them games are as good as any.
And those challenge games, who did you play?
We would have played Tipperary in a challenge game, and we played Tyrone in a challenge game, so both very tight games now. So we'd be very happy with how they went.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Donegal, the reigning champions, you know, kick of a ball away from, you know, real big time last year. The aim has to be getting back up there again this year.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose last year it probably finished disappointingly. You know, we were flying in the Ulster Championship. You know, we beat Monaghan well in the Ulster final, but we'd quite a long wait then before we went into the quarter finals. It's a wee bit different this year. So after the if we were lucky enough to get through, or even if you're beat early in the competition, there's a group stage then, so we'd still be in that. So it's going to mean more football this year in the ladies' game. So we'd be hoping that'll stand by us rather than maybe getting caught cold like we were last year.
I know league form is never anything to go by, but if it's an indicator and a guide, Donegal are a bit ahead of Monaghan. I've snuck a little bit ahead of them because you did better than them in the league. You defeated them in the league. You defeated them last year in the championship. You ended much higher up in them. They just survived in Division 1.
Yeah, well, you know yourself, the league form isn't really a massive indicator. You know, we would have, I suppose last year we would have finished higher than Mayo in the league, and then Mayo came out and beat us in the quarter final of the championship. So you can't put a whole lot into it. Monaghan sort of found their feet more near the end of the league, and no more than ourselves, you know, and they stayed up in the end, and we finished, I think it was fourth in the end. So very little between the teams, and very little when we played in Clonas too. You know, it was a low-scoring game, and we just came out on, I think it was 3 or 4 points in it. So it's going to be very tight again, and very, very little between the two teams. Have been there or thereabouts in the last, I think I read today that Monaghan are aiming to be in the Ulster final for the 11th year in a row, which is phenomenally.
Yeah, and of course this is pretty experienced Donegal side now. They've been about a while as well. You know, you go from Emer Gallagher, Nicole McLaughlin, obviously through the Hegartys, Karen Guthrie in the middle of the field, Katie Hearn, you know, Yvonne McMonigal, they're all there quite a while. Gerdy McLaughlin, I know, isn't as old, but she's there, seems to be there forever as well. So it's a pretty experienced team, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. There's plenty of experience there, you know. And I was chatting to Yvonne today, and she was saying that when they won the junior All-Ireland in 2003, she was only 15 at the time. So she's got a good few years under her belt, you know, so plenty of experience, you know. And then with the league allowed us to unearth maybe a few new players as well, the likes of Sarah Jane McDonald there, and that has come in, and has added a bit of freshness. Landon McLaughlin's back in this year as well, so that's been a massive help. Olive McCafferty and Bridget Gallagher and that, so we've unearthed a few players now that are pushing for starting spots in the league as well. So it's a nice mix there, and obviously you'd be looking to the more experienced players to sort of make it easier for them girls to come into the panel and help them out on the day.
And tell me, obviously the question is always there, because I know you haven't been busy in terms of games at inter-county level, but you've been busy enough in club and obviously training and one thing and another. How are you on the injury front?
Yeah, injuries were probably as good as we've been all year. You know, Therese McCafferty, who suffered a concussion at the start of the year, she missed the whole of the league, which was a massive disappointment for herself, you know. And we're very surprised how well she came back, you know, and came back in really good shape. And obviously, had put in a lot of work herself on her own, which is tough. So she's back in the reckoning. And Kate Feeney, who has got far away back from a cruciate ligament injury that she picked up in the league final last year. So, you know, she hasn't seen competitive action yet. And you're chatting 13 months since her injury. So she's put in a serious bit of work, and both of them now are champing at the bit, ready to go, which is fantastic. And apart from a couple of niggles, apart from that, you know, we've everybody, which is really good. Probably the first time in a long time, you know. So it's a good way to be, to start the championship.
And I suppose very much like the men's game, it's no longer a 15 woman game. Like it's gone to 2021.
Oh, absolutely. Between in all our league games, you know, between the girls starting and the girls at Cumann, I think we use 30 players over the course of the league. So that's a really good indicator, and it just shows you, you know, that on any given day you can be using 21 players, you know. And you're just hoping that what you bring on's as good and every bit as good as what's out there already. And whenever you have that, you've a real good chance, you know.
So what's the mood like, you know? Is there a belief that, you know, you can reach a final?
Massive belief, you know. We're going out to defend our Ulster title this weekend as well, so we would love, you know, Ulster titles aren't taken for granted, and we've only got two in the county, you know, in recent years, and in the history of the ladies in Donegal, it's two senior titles. So we'll be doing all we can to win back-to-back titles, and that'll be a massive achievement in itself. And then hopefully if we could kick on then. But listen, we'll not be taking this weekend for granted. We just need to go out, and if everybody performs, you know, we'd be quite confident we can get through it. But it is down to everybody's attitude, being right on the day and getting that performance.